The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene.
Good afternoon. How are you? I feel like it has been ages.
It feels like it has been.
Since we've chatted.
It was Thursday last week. So obviously a lot's happened. And I'm looking at particularly your side, what's news and topical. So calls for investigations into the death of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh continue. So members of Congress in the U.S. have made repeated calls over the weekend around the investigation. So the Democratic majority for Israel has released a letter demanding crucial evidence be handed over. What does the letter actually say, Rolene?
So this was released on a Friday, and it was sent to the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and signed by the Democratic majority for Israel, which is made up of several different congressmen and women. And they say that, you know, no journalist should face threats or violence. And it's very important. In fact, it is critical that we get to the bottom of what happened in this incident. And they said recent sensationalistic media accounts of the incident have not served the cause of truth. Only an independent investigation can resolve the situation and provide solace to the families and all parties. So in my opinion, that is a direct jab at CNN. If you can recall, about 10 days ago, broadcast that awful report, clearly leveling blame at Israel, accusing Israel of deliberately targeting and killing Shireen Abu Akleh, the Al Jazeera journalist. Now, of course, Israel has said that the report is actually basically nonsensical because, you know, it not only has come to a conclusion without evidentiary support, but also the experts that were trotted out were highly dubious. We had one eyewitness who has a history of anti-Israel posts. In fact, this particular eyewitness also lauded terrorism. Another eyewitness was a former member of parliament for the Palestinian Authority who applauded the actions of the terrorists that carried out the Beersheba attacks at the start of the terror wave, who was an ISIS supporter. And the creme de la creme was them wheeling out a British weapons expert who has a history of trumped up charges against the IDF, including accusing the IDF of using white phosphorus during previous operations in Gaza, which is known to be untrue. And also blaming his evidence on photo, or basing his evidence rather, on photos of bullet strafes on nearby trees. He hasn't examined the actual bullet. And they go on to say that Israel has called for an investigation with Palestinian officials, with the U.S. playing an observer role, that the Palestinian Authority rejected and refused the participation of any Israelis and Americans. And they've demanded that the Palestinians hand over the bullet. The bullet that was the fatal bullet is that crucial missing piece of evidence. And I'm going to read to you from the letter. It says, without access to the bullet that the Israelis have requested as part of an independent investigation, it is impossible to determine all the facts. This obstinate position serves no one and will preclude any final determination of responsibility. One-sided releases of information will not get us closer to the truth. We urge you to ask the Palestinian Authority to provide access to the forensic evidence in Abu Akleh's death for independent investigation. And to top it all, we now also have Senator John Ossoff. He's a Democrat from Georgia, along with Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, calling on the Biden administration to ensure a full and transparent investigation is completed and that justice is served in the killing of Shireen Abu Akleh. And their letter which is sent by both members of the Republican and Democrats, demands answers within 30 days, guaranteeing that the killing will remain in the public eye until such a conclusion is drawn.
Oh, and two more congressmen joined bipartisan call for an investigation. So what does Congress want from this?
Well, Congress want an open, transparent investigation. And just to reiterate that Israel has been calling for a joint investigation since the incident happened. And the Palestinians have refused again and again and again. They, incidentally, have said they held their own investigation, and they've come to the conclusion that Israel is guilty and that Israel deliberately targeted Abu Akleh, which I find very coincidental, seeing they reached that conclusion 2 days after the CNN report. So Congress are taking the imperative to lead on the issue of calling for an investigation. And also the issue is that Abu Akleh could have had dual American-Palestinian citizenship. So that is why the Americans want to be so closely involved.
It's quite interesting, this, I must admit. And surrounding new developments with this, what's happening?
Well, the developments at this point are that we have an increased call for action coming from U.S. Congress. We still have refusals from the Palestinian Authority to hand over the bullet and to cooperate with Israel. Now, of course, the international press have run with this. Human rights organizations have run with this, but to anybody who's observing this and maybe has watched enough legal television to think they're a lawyer, it looks like the Palestinians have something to hide. If you've got nothing to hide, if you want to come to a truthful, a factual conclusion, hand over the bullet.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole bullet seems to be a story on its own, not so.
This bullet is a story on its own, because it really is a vital piece of evidence. And, you know, somebody asked me earlier today, how do we know that the Palestinians will hand over the correct bullet? You know, it has to be taken on trust, and I'm sure forensics experts will be able to assess or whether the bullet handed in is the fatal bullet or not. But that can only be determined by a ballistics expert.
Absolutely, sir. Hamas have sentenced a 61-year-old man to death for allegedly cooperating with Israel. What does this mean?
Well, this is just extraordinary. And basically what has happened is they have alleged that a 61-year-old Palestinian man has been cooperating or collaborating with Israel, the mortal enemy, and they have now sentenced him to death by hanging, which is particularly brutal. And this is the type of justice that Hamas deal out to anybody that they even suspect of collaborating. You know, I find it so interesting, Gary. It's Gay Pride Month, and I see all over social media so many activists saying, you know, Queers for Palestine, you know, we need to support LGBTQ rights in Palestine. You know, just a reminder to anyone who doesn't know that this is not tolerated in Gaza, that anybody who is suspected of being gay is thrown off the top of a building. Women's rights are routinely trampled on. There is no freedom of the press. There is no freedom of expression. And here we have a situation where if you are even suspected of collaborating with Israel, you face the death penalty. And make no mistakes, there won't be room for appeals or anything. This man will be hanged.
Wow. And have any human rights organizations commented on this so far?
Well, wouldn't you know, they seem to be very, very quiet. I mean, it's extraordinary. They just, you know, maybe took a vow of silence or a vow of silence on this particular issue, but none of them have had a peep to say at the fact that a 61-year-old man, even just suspected, will be hanged until he is dead.
It's quite strange, yeah, but I'm sure that we will see comments coming forth. I mean, this is really harsh to kill a man for this, huh?
But that's exactly it. It is harsh, but this is the reality that is conveniently ignored by so many who purport to be in the human rights space.
Absolutely. So, with time sort of moving swiftly on, very quickly, so... Okay, who's the band that's heading your way for summer? Just tell us.
Well, it's not just good news for Israelis. It's also good news for South Africans.
Tell us.
One Republic are headed to Israel. They're great fans of the State of Israel. They've been here before. They announced yesterday that come November time, they are heading up. They'll be playing Rishon LeZion in November. They'll then be heading to Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and South Africa, wow. You lucky South Africans, they will be headed in your general direction as well.
As well. So that was Rolene Marks, our Israeli correspondent with the Israel News. Thank you so much for today's update, Rolene.